نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا داود إنا جعلنا خليفة في الأرض فاحكم بين الناس بالحق ولا تتبع الهوى فيضلك عن سبيل الله إن الذين يضلون عن سبيل الله لهم عذاب شديد بما نسوا يوم الحساب. Respected brothers, elders, ulama kiram, sisters in Islam, I would first like to greet you with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today I would like to discuss certain issues that we as Muslims are facing today in this particular time. We all know, alhamdulillah, that Ramadan is coming. In a few weeks or so, we'll be entering the month of the blessed month of Ramadan. And this blessed month of Ramadan, it is so powerful in its spiritual potential. It is so motivational, so inspiring for a Muslim, that if a person was to enter the month of Ramadan, how a Muslim should. And when I'm referring to a Muslim here, I'm not referring to a Muslim by name. I'm referring to a Muslim who in belief he is like the Sahaba, who in his actions he is like the Sahaba, in his akhlaq he is like the Sahaba. That Muslim, if he was to enter the month of Ramadan and he was to fast, if he was to pray, if he was to do ibadah, do worship outside the masjid, he was to behave as he's supposed to behave in the month of Ramadan, then by the end of Ramadan, so many problems, so many issues, so many challenges that individual was facing in his life, it is hoped in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they will all be removed. See, the issue is that any society, any community is built up of individuals. So when we say that our society, our community has gone bad, it's not productive, there's no life in our community, we have problems in our community, then we are in fact blaming the individuals within that community. If, for example, there are 20 to 30 people who have bought a Toyota car. And the car, we all know, runs on a specific fuel, petrol or diesel or gas, as Canadians will call it. So everybody knows it runs on this particular fuel. There comes along a few other members, a few other people who have bought this same model. And instead of filling it up with the right gas, with the right fuel, they fill it up with the wrong one. Few individuals. And they start complaining that the car's not working, what a rubbish car Toyota has made. You know, we should have bought another model. They tell other people as well, and the other people start sharing this message that, you know, the Toyota car, it's not that good. Now ask yourselves this question, who is to blame here? Is Toyota to blame? Are the people who made this car to blame? Who is to blame? Those very few individuals who did not have knowledge, number one, knowledge. Number two, they allowed something else to enter the car which was not supposed to be there. And they expected the wrong fuel to run in their car and to expect it to work. This very same example is like us and the community. We allow our thoughts, our hearts, our desires to be influenced by the wrong, by the evil, by shaitan. And we think that our life is going to continue till the end like this. And then we blame society. But oh look, this is happening in our community. This is wrong. This is wrong. We need to change ourselves to ensure that our community becomes a better community. And this month of Ramadan, my brothers, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. O people who believe, you may have heard this verse so many times, but today, my brothers, I would like to appeal to you and humbly request that take everything out of your mind and put yourself as if this verse is being revealed directly to you. That, oh, you who believe, are you a believer? Yes. So now this verse is going to relate to every single one of you. Oh, you who believe, yes, I am a believer. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Fasting has been made obligatory upon you. Okay, now we know something. We know that fasting is fard upon me. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Like it was made obligatory before the nations that have come before you. So now you have knowledge that this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has significance for. Because it's not just given to us, it has been given to the other anbiya also. It must be very fundamental. It must be very important. And what was the reason? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us? Remember, we are all relating ourselves to this verse. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you may become God conscious. So that you may become God conscious. What does that mean? When that person goes into the station to fill his gas, if he doesn't have conscious, if he's not conscious of the fact that he has to fill this fuel, this gas in his car, will he do the right thing? If a person is not conscious that there is a light in front of him and he has to stop and he continues, what will happen? If a person is not conscious when he's filling a hot kettle or hot water and he's pouring it into his tea or coffee, he's not conscious, what do you think will happen? If in the world, when there is danger and there is harm and we are not conscious of something and we realize that something dangerous will happen, an accident will happen, a calamity happen, then what of the akhirah when we are not conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we go into the avenues of life, the problems in life without any consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do you think will happen in the akhirah? It is something to think about. So now Allah ta'ala is telling us that this month has been created for God consciousness. Taqwa. Taqwa. You go to the shop and you want to, or somebody is selling something in his shop and a customer comes and he wants to buy something. In your heart, you know that this customer doesn't know the price of this product. He doesn't know how many dollars this is. So I will tell him, I will cheat and I will deceive him to get more money. This is one person, person A. Person B, he has the same thought in his mind. That this person, bichara, he doesn't know nothing. He doesn't know nothing. So I'm going to deceive him, I'm going to cheat him and I'm going to take more money. But suddenly, something happens in his mind, in his heart. A thought comes into his mind and his heart that, What if on the day of Qiyamah, this small, you know, paltry, insignificant money, it falls into my account of evil deeds, and this small amount of money, it will take me to the Jahannam. What if this is the case? What has this person done? He has now become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this fact, because of this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he stops and he tells the person the truth. He's honest with the person. He wants to sell his car, he knows that there's a problem with the engine. And he'll flatter the person, he'll tell him, MashaAllah, bahut achhi gaadi hai. You know, he'll make this, he'll promote his car to such an extent that that person will be ready to give him money straight away. But he realizes that, wait a minute, if I do this, then it is possible that I have heaps of good deeds, but maybe this evil deed, maybe this bad deed will take me into Jahannam. And he stops and he tells, instead of trying to deceive the person, he tells him, brother, before you buy the car, know that there's a problem in the engine. So it's up to you if you want to buy the car or not, but this is the problem. You know, this was the akhlaq of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And fast, when you are fasting in the month of Ramadan, people pay attention to the positive side. That mashallah, I've read this much Quran, I've read this much, I've come to the Taraweeh prayer. Mashallah, these are good things. We shouldn't stop doing these things. But the month of Ramadan is trying to train you about this God consciousness, being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we also have to look at the negatives. That whilst I was going from the Taraweeh prayer to home, to my house, did I look at anything that I wasn't supposed to be looking at? Did I listen to anything that I wasn't supposed to be listening to? Did I speak to my friends when I was hanging out with them in the car park? Was I speaking about something which I wasn't supposed to be speaking about? Did I backbite? Did I lie? When I went home, did I say anything in anger to my wife, to my children? These are the aspects. These are the issues that if we pay attention to, then inshaAllah ta'ala, our fast will become more beneficial for us, more productive. Imam Ibn Majah and Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, they mention a hadith. And this hadith has been mentioned in many books of hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, you know, authentic hadith, that رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعِ. And in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions, كَمْ مِنْ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعِ. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. What is this hadith? This hadith tells us it's an ocean. None of the gems of the hadith. The Prophet ﷺ says that so many fasting people, how many fasting people do you think there will be in the month of Ramadan? Over millions across the world. But the Prophet ﷺ is saying that how many a fasting person will there be that only their fast will only be hunger? That's all. A person, non-Muslim, goes to work in the morning, he just had a coffee, he's got so much work, he's got so many projects to complete. Throughout the day he's working, and comes home in the night and he realizes that today I haven't eaten. The same individual at work, he was having a relationship with another opposite woman of the opposite gender. He was talking about things that is considered haram. He was listening to music. You know, he was doing so many sins. But he stayed hungry. And the Muslim in the same office, he was also staying hungry. But their lives are very similar. Their lifestyles are similar. So in reality, what was the difference between the two? Except for Iman. What was the difference between the two? This is what the Prophet ﷺ is saying. That do not make your fast a fast of just food. A fast of food. Rather make your fast a fast of sin and a fast of evil. You want to fast, you want to ensure that throughout the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made food haram for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made drink for haram for me. For those people who are married, the relationship with your wife has been constricted. Yes, halal has been made haram. Halal has been made haram. So if that is the case, then can we not actually try to make haram haram in the month of Ramadan? Outside of Ramadan, haram becomes halal. Haram becomes halal for many of us, unfortunately. And in the month of Ramadan, Allah to try to get us to practice. It's like a practice ground. before the actual match. You know, you have to train. You have to practice. So before the month of Ramadan ends, this halal becomes haram for our benefit. That we can start practicing. We can start implementing this mujahada, this effort, this striving. That this is haram for me. I need to stop. I need to stop. And how do we do this? How can we do this? Number one, we have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot achieve this. We cannot achieve this. And number two, we need to ensure that we stay in good company in the month of Ramadan. This is bad company. If the content on the screen is sins, a book, if it is written by an author with poisonous ideology, that is bad company. The TV screen, if it is filled with filth and entertainment and content which is going to destroy your ideology, that is bad company. Your friends, if they are inclined towards sin, that is bad company. If the magazine or the article you are reading is intent, the intent is malicious, it is going to corrupt your ideology, that is bad company. So if we prevent ourselves from bad company, then obviously there will be no chance for shaitan to manipulate us and take us to sin. So number one, dua. Number two, we stay in good company. And number three, nothing happens in this world without making effort. Without making effort. The Quran has the principle. The Quran has laid down the principle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give an instruction, a command to us except that we are able to do it. So what does that mean? It means that every single one of us has the potential, has the ability to carry out what Allah ta'ala has told us to do. Unless a person is very sick, unless a person has certain medical or mental issues. Apart from certain exceptions, every single person has the ability to carry out. So now, what we have to do is come out of this laziness, come out of the negligence, and think that this may be my last Ramadan. I have no guarantee that I will be living in the next Ramadan. There are people who are 20 here, there are people who are 60, 70 here. There are people who are 40 here, there are people who may be 10, 11, young. But let me tell you something, my brothers. Death does not differentiate between age. Death does not say, I will come to this person when he's 60, and I will come to this person when he's 70. Death does not differentiate between age. I have seen people who are with me in Ramadan, 17, 18 years old. The next Ramadan, they weren't there. There are people in my community who were 30, 40, in the next Ramadan, they weren't there. Healthy. They never had no medical problems. They never had no medical problems. So in this Ramadan, we need to think that if this may be my last Ramadan, how do I want to spend it? Do I want to make myself a person from the people of Akhirah or a person from the people of Dunya? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me first the tawfiq to carry out what has been said. And inshallah, we can all, as individuals, Muslim individuals of a community, individually make effort so as a whole, our community becomes a better Muslim community. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.